Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah is right. Give the Lord a clap offering. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Let's just be quiet for a minute. Kind of close your eyes and let the peace of God fill this place and fill you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I am daily overcoming the devil. I am not moved by what I see. We confess that, but many people continue to be moved by what they see. I am walking by faith and not by sight. I am casting down vain imaginations. I am bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am imitating Jesus. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is teaching me all things about Jesus. And tonight, I exercise my faith, the God kind of faith. And I bind Satan. I bind principalities and powers. And I overcome my flesh. So I thank you, Jesus, that I'm free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God wants us to experience the impossible. Do you know that? God wants us to experience the impossible. The mind will always say that's impossible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk tonight about faith walks with God. We have the God kind of faith. We have everything we need in us in Christ Jesus. And so the flesh has got to be trained how to walk by faith, how to agree with God. So there's a process of renewing the mind. We must learn how to renew the mind. We must learn how to control thoughts. So when you have a thought, I'll always be broke, you need to control that. Because God wants you to prosper. God wants you to have the abundant life. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. When you get up against a situation, you feel like you can't do it, the Word of God says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And He's given you the strength because He's in you. If you say you don't have enough faith, well, then you speak the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So every time you speak the Word, faith comes. So you can't say, I don't have faith, because faith comes. Amen. Faith will come when you need it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So faith walks with God. Excuse me. So we know we have the God kind of faith in us, because everything in Christ is ours, and everything we need is in Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God. We've all heard the story, but I want to point out a few things tonight that will bless you. Turn, if you would, Chris, to Hebrews 11:5. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, I want you to listen to something now. It wasn't God's testimony. It was Enoch's testimony that he pleased God. The Bible says you overcome by the blood and your testimony. Because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we've accepted Jesus Christ into our lives. This has a connection with the end time that the body of Christ pleases God. We're blood bought, and someday we're going to be taken up. But God wants you to know that he had a testimony. He said, my testimony, Enoch says, I please God. So you overcome by the blood and your testimony. What is your testimony? See, a lot of people go by what's in their mind, but God wants you to go by what's in your spirit. You have a testimony. Your testimony is you are pleasing to God. Even though your flesh makes all kinds of mistakes, you may say things, think things, that does not mean your spirit is pleasing to God. And it's being transferred excuse me, into your mind by the renewing of the mind, by speaking the word of God daily. So you are pleasing to God. That was not God's testimony. That was Enoch. You see, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So God says, what pleases me? Faith pleases God. It's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So anytime you walk by faith or become a doer of the word of God, you are pleasing to God. The enemy would like to have you think you're not. He would like to have you think, and he would like to have you think from your mind rather than from the Word of God or the Spirit of God within you. So that's the reason why testimonies of the Word of God on a daily basis, reading the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, you can say, I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm anointed. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you what, saints, if Philippians says, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, if you can ever transfer the mind of Christ from here to here, nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you. Because you'll be operating from the mind of Christ. Can you see that? So, you see, God took him up. We understand he's coming back someday. Him and Elijah, those are the two are taken up. But I'm not going to get into that. But I want you to know, for before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. You got to leave here tonight and say you are pleasing to God. The enemy's going to try to come against you and try to name some things that's not pleasing to God that maybe you done. But you're going to take control of that thought, and you're going to bring it into the obedience of Jesus Christ. So when you walk out of here tonight, you must never forget that you are pleasing to God. God will not allow you to be the temple of the Holy Spirit and be displeasing to God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are pleasing to God. That's got to become our testimony. Even though our flesh wanders and says things, God is saying here, Enoch is saying here, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Anytime I'm a doer of the word of God, today it's very important. You confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart, and you accept Jesus Christ into your life, you are pleasing to God. Everything that you need is in you in Christ Jesus. Every blessing, every bit of faith. The whole thing is we got to train our flesh to cooperate with the Spirit of God that's in us and everything that's in us. So Jude talks about building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Philemon talks about releasing your faith and identification with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. See, that's how you get a good testimony. You identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? And if you start naming on a daily basis all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, it'll change your life. You are pleasing to God. You can walk with God by identifying with God. And saints, it's an ongoing battle to overcome your thoughts. Our minds always want to control God. Our minds always want to say, well, I ain't seen the miracle. I want to see a miracle. God says, I want to see faith. If you can't say you're a blessing to God, you see, you got to say you are. You are pleasing. You are a blessing to God. And God is in you. And God is flowing through you. And you name the things that he's flowing through you. And you can go after promise after promise after promise after promise. And you can cause that promise by faith to come alive in your life. You see, it wasn't God's testimony. It was Enoch's testimony. In the book of Revelation 12:11, it says, they overcame by the blood in their testimony. See, when you get up every day, your testimony be, I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from disease. I'm redeemed from the devil. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from principalities. I'm even redeemed from my mind controlling me. I have authority. I can take authority over my mind. Amen? Does that make sense to you tonight? Is that a blessing? Hallelujah. Always remember, Enoch walked with God, but you and I walk with God today. The trouble is, we don't learn to walk in the Word. We walk in our flesh. We walk in our minds, even though we're born again. But if you'll walk in the Word, you see, let the Word control you, you'll walk with God. Just like Enoch did. You'll walk with God. You'll be pleasing to God. You are pleasing. Every time you allow the Word of God to work in your life, you're walking with God. You're pleasing to God. And then God will start to talk to you about what he wants you to do on this earth. He'll start leading you into your calling. Amen? Do you know that God talks to us every day, all of us? We've set it up like, now wait a minute, what does God sound like? It doesn't matter what God sounds like. Don't let your mind control that. God will speak to you. He woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, as he usually does, and he started talking to me about Enoch. And he said, do you realize that he walked with me and you walk with me? Oh, you get this whole thing in the mind. But God says every time you open the Word of God, every time you replace, you don't allow your mind to make decisions, you allow the Word of God to make decisions, you're pleasing to God and you're walking with God. It's that simple. So you got to have a testimony. Enoch's testimony was a little different. He was pleasing to God because he walked with God. It wouldn't take much for us to walk with God. Just allow the Word of God to make the decisions in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. But without faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. You should start your day with a good testimony every day that comes from the Word of God, that you are anointed, that you have the mind of Jesus Christ, that you have angels around you, that the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit are in you. Everything you need is in you in Christ Jesus. That should be, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Start your day telling Satan, no, devil, I'm redeemed. People are going to get attacks in your mind. You're going to get attacks in your family. You're going to get attacks in your finances. But you can walk with God by allowing the Word to dictate to you that you will not go into poverty, that you will not go into sickness, that you will not go into disease, that you will not have a mind controlled by the devil, but you'll have a mind controlled by the Word of God. Amen? So we all have to decide what decision we're going to make. Are we going to be pleasing to God? Regardless of what's going on, you're going to be pleasing to God. That's your testimony. We've already overcome by the blood. Now we're going to overcome with our testimony. Let me tell you something, saints. He can't cross that bloodline. Amen? He meaning Satan. How he crosses it, we allow him to. We get into the flesh. We think things and we speak things out and so on and so forth. But he can't cross the bloodline. He can't do it. If you stand up and say you're redeemed, if you have a testimony that comes from the suffering and the blood that was shed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he can't cross it. He can't come into your family. He can't come into your finances. But you see, we don't use the word of God. We don't overcome by the blood in our testimony. God is saying here tonight, right here, you are pleasing to God. You are pleasing to God. And you should accept nothing else. That should be your testimony. You are blood bought. You are blood cleansed. Now, all we're doing now is working out what's in us into our minds. That's how I overcame MS. That's how I overcame booze. That's how I overcame drugs. That's how I overcame this world. See, I'm not going to pray into the world or into the earth. I'm going to pray into heaven. Amen? How are you going to pray into heaven? By identifying with those things that are in you, that's heaven. Heaven is in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we go on to 6 here, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So God wants you to know that he's a rewarder. He will reward you. When I seek God on a daily basis, seeking God is by confessing the word of God. Like I just said earlier, I have a good testimony. I'm pleasing to God. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. I have favor with God. I am blood bought. I have angels around me. I'm anointed. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. He's going to teach me all things. He's going to take from Jesus and give to me. Am I open to receive the things from Jesus? He's a rewarder. The reward is to walk in the footprints of Jesus, to carry on his ministry, to do the same things that Jesus done. We're not talking about finances. We had the finances will be there. A lot of people would like $1 million. Then what? Think about it. But if you have a vision for $1 million, or $10 million, or $50 million, you can have it. God can transfer money into your account, just like he took Enoch to heaven, Elijah to heaven. He can do the same thing. That's to us the impossible. God wants you to experience the impossible. That's what our God's all about. It's very difficult in the body of Christ in America. We got so much going on in the earth and the world and our families and so on and so forth. It's hard for people to receive faith and people to walk in faith and people have a testimony and people think they're pleasing to God. Well, you see, Enoch didn't lead anybody to Jesus. Right? He didn't do all that work that we're talking about in the Bible, doing the work of the scriptures. He just walked with God. Amen? Think about it. Today we're talking about laying hands on and casting out demons and doing all these things and everything else. He just walked with God. And no one knows where he walked to. Or what he walked in. Or what he saw. I'll tell you what he did. He walked into the thoughts of God. He walked into the thoughts of God. That's how he was able to stay with God and walk with God. He walked in the thoughts of God. He broke his way into the thoughts of God. And so the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Enoch broke into the thoughts of God. And the thoughts of God told him how to walk and what to do. And he obeyed the thoughts of God. Today, we would say the word of God is the same thing. It's the thoughts of God. Hallelujah. How do we please God? Faith. See, you got to leave here and you got to believe you're pleasing to God. You've got to believe you're anointed. You've got to believe you've got grace and favor. You've got to believe you have the mind of Jesus Christ. You've got to believe that you can see into the supernatural. There is visions and dreams available to you. You've got to believe this, and you've got to have faith, because it pleases God when you say that and you believe that and you trust and you have confidence in God. See, some people want just bits and parts of God. Hallelujah. Well, Enoch always moved towards God. Why? He was in the thoughts of God. He didn't move towards the earth. He moved towards heaven. He moved towards God. See, most of us learn how to move towards the world and get things from the world. Enoch learned how to move towards God. And because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and because the Holy Spirit's in us, we can move into the thoughts of God. And the thoughts of God can control you on a daily basis. You can be obedient to the thoughts of God. Well, praise God. Turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 15:43. Hallelujah. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Saints, that's our testimony. We raised in the resurrection power of Jesus. We went through all the other stuff, the dishonor and the weakness and so on and so forth, but we were raised in the resurrection power of Jesus. That's my testimony. I'm walking in the resurrection power of Jesus. You're walking, see, that's pleasing to God. What I'm saying right now is pleasing to God. I may not understand it. I may not really even experience much of it just yet, but my testimony is I'm walking in the resurrection power. The Holy Spirit, you've got to give the Holy Spirit something to work with. Something in the spirit realm. And you've got to let your spirit convict you when it's necessary. Your spirit is saved, and your spirit will convict you because your spirit knows you. The Holy Spirit knows God. Your spirit knows you. So your spirit will convict you. Don't go this way. Don't go that way. Don't do that. You see, listen, saints, I'm going to confess this. See, I'm raised in the power. I'm raised in the resurrection power. That's pleasing to God. Else you don't believe. See, that's your testimony. All this stuff we say tonight is your testimony. You're pleasing to God. When I accepted Jesus Christ, I accepted the virgin birth. I accepted the stripes on his back. I accepted the blood he shed for me, but I accepted the death, and I also accepted the victory in the resurrection. So if I'm walking in the resurrection power, I shouldn't be walking in poverty, sickness, and disease, shouldn't I? Because that went to the grave. Amen. Amen? Amen? So, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Which one do you want to be your testimony? We are raised in the power of Jesus. We are raised in the resurrection power. That testimony is pleasing to God. I am saying this, and I'm now pleasing to God. I'm pleasing God because I'm saying things that are the finished work of Jesus Christ, not something I'm trying to devise. It's already been done. So I'm walking in the heavenly realm. I'm speaking the heavenly realm. I'm not sowing to the world. I'm not sowing to the earth. I'm sowing to heaven. And that's pleasing to God. I don't care if you don't feel it. I don't care if you don't think it. Cause your mind to think it by the Spirit of God. By looking at that and saying, I'm in the resurrection power of Jesus. I am pleasing to God. Devil, how do you like that? I'm pleasing to God. Well, what about all the things? You ain't going to name them, devil, because they're under the blood. And you can't cross the blood. You can't cross a bloodline. You can't come over here. Well, if you sit there and wait for God to do it, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What is weighing you down tonight? Is it finances? Is it depression? Is it oppression? Is it sickness? Is it family things? What is weighing you down? So great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. You know what sin he's talking about? That which is not of faith is sin. See, if we could really go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, every time you and I don't have confidence and trust in God, and we don't believe that our testimony is we're pleasing to God or we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we can say that. If we don't believe that stuff, faith, that which is not of faith is sin. Hallelujah. It ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. God has set a whole highway of holiness before you. He has set victory before you. He has set the abundant life before you. He has set grace before you. He has set the forgiveness of all sins before you. He has set all this before you. All you and I got to do is walk in the Word. All you and I need to do is to have a testimony that comes from the Word of God. It's pleasing to God. Let's learn how to walk with God. Let's learn how to be pleasing to God. Amen? And see, things that are weighing us, it shouldn't be weighing us down. I was coming down here tonight, and the radio was playing, and the song was on the radio about, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I am. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be where I am today. I don't know if I'd be in the gutter. I don't know if I'd be in the grave pushing up flowers or what. A daisy pusher. But Jesus, you see, I'm pleasing to God. Why? I have a testimony that he freed me from the flesh, booze, drugs, hate, unforgiveness. He freed me. And that's my testimony. Why is that my testimony? It's pleasing to God. It's walking with God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's all done. It's all done. He came into heaven, sat down. It's all done, saints. And if I'm going to be pleasing to God, if I'm going to walk with God, I'm going to walk in the finished work of Christ. I'm going to have a testimony. First of all, I've overcome by the blood, but it's not going to work if I don't have a testimony. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lay aside every weight, looking away from all that will distract you. Your mind will distract you. Lack of finances will distract you. Sometimes you'll hear about cancer that wasn't healed, the person was saved, or except everything. The enemy's always trying to get us into places where and get us our eyes off from Jesus, as Peter did when Jesus called him out in the water, and Peter got his eyes off from Jesus. See, you have to, saints, believe that you're pleasing to God. And when you do, and you start saying the things, you'll walk with God. God will direct your life. All of a sudden, you're going to start hearing the voice of God. You're going to start hearing the wisdom of God. You're going to start hearing the knowledge of God. Because all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. So if we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, obviously we're going to start, we're going to please him by walking in his knowledge and his wisdom. Do you know the knowledge and wisdom of God can cause you to have so much money? Do you know that? Now, people don't, I don't preach money. I preach Jesus. But I do know he took a king and he made him very wealthy. He made Abraham very wealthy. And he said, I can do things way beyond what you think. So what he's telling you, don't be controlled by your thinking. Don't measure me by your thinking. Don't measure your money by your thinking. I can do beyond that. So he wants you to get beyond that. He wants you to be pleasing to God. He wants you to tap into heaven. He wants you to walk in the Word of God. He wants you to get beyond that. Because your mind will control, and your mind will just say, well, if I can just have a little bit. There was a song one time used to be playing, if I can just have a cabin in heaven. I don't want no cabin, I want a mansion. See, if he can do beyond what you think, you got to stop thinking that way. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So look into Jesus, the author and finisher. So he's the one that's going to finish it, you see. Always remember, Jesus was pleasing to the Father. Why? He was about his Father's business. He walked with his Father. Enoch walked with God. The apostles walked with Jesus. The body of Christ ought to walk with Jesus. And consider themselves to be pleasing. We are actually the body. He's the head. We're the body. Amen? Looking unto Jesus. He didn't say to look to Jeremiah. Look unto Jesus. Everybody's looking every place else but to Jesus. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that's going to finish our faith. Amen? Who for the joy? Oh. Listen, saints. God says tonight, you are pleasing to him. Enoch's testimony says, I'm pleasing to God. I'm walking with God. What is your testimony? Well, when I feel better, I'll have one. See, it doesn't start when you feel better. It starts right now. You know, there's people that walked in here all bent out of shape. All I got to do is look out there. You're wearing your emotions on your face. Huh? And I don't even need this to see it either. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, say, I'm going to throw aside every weight. I'm going to look away from all distractions. I'm going to look to Jesus. He's the source of my faith. And he will finish it. You got to start. Someone says to me, well, how do you want? Well, I can't say it if I don't believe it. Listen to me. You got to start saying the word of God. I don't care if you don't believe it. I don't care. You got to speak the word of God. You got to speak what God says you are. Amen? I go in my prayer closet. Man, I dress myself up with purple robes and gowns, and I put a crown on my head. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't care. God knows about it. See, you're waiting to get there. I'm already there. Huh? If you say so, yeah. You're the who? Yes. Crown them, yeah. Not with a hammer, but a crown. A lot of people get crowned in life, but it ain't with a crown. I'm telling you. See, I dress myself up. I really think great things. I speak great things. I woke up this morning and I rolled over to the window, and the blinds were pulled, and I said, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I can hear devils screaming. You can't cross the bloodline, clown. I ain't letting you come over here. I'm taking authority over you. See, listen, saints, people have trouble saying things because they don't feel that way. You can't go by what you feel. You can't go by, well, I can't say that. I don't believe it. How can you preach something? You know what God wants us to do? Do you know when Jesus met with the apostles and at the end of John, he breathed on them, they received the Holy Ghost, and then they went up in the upper room? He never mentioned to them, now you're going up in there, and this funny language is going to come out of you. They went up there waiting for a move of God. And they, when the wind blew and the Spirit of God came, they all started speaking in tongues. But you never heard them say, I wonder if this is the devil. See, we don't have no faith in God. When God tries to move, we're all saying, is that a spirit of error? Is that this spirit? Is that that spirit? Is this the devil? And so on and so forth. We don't even trust with the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God is taking care of us. So he never gave them any schooling. When you think about that, take that 120 and just get a picture of them, and all of a sudden they all start speaking in tongues. You never hear them speaking to each other saying, what is this? Now, there were some other people who wondered what it was. They thought they were drunk and all that stuff. It doesn't matter. The people who waited for the revival or an outpouring of the Holy Spirit never got schooled in that area. They had faith and trust in God. And when it happened, they spoke in tongues. And they never went out there and said, I don't know if that's a devil. They thought they were drunk, you see. But the people who received it never had any schooling. That's the kind of faith God wants us to walk in. That's the kind of faith that God does in the supernatural realm. He just does things and expects us to do it. Rather than saying, well, I wonder if that's God. See, we've been trained so much to check God out. Go on over and check out mail. Well, come on over and check me out. I really don't care. If God says to do something, I'm doing it. If you can't receive it, you got to sharpen your receiver. Your receiver's broken. If you get the word of God, saints, listen to me now. Listen to me. If you can picture it, 120 people and no one questioned it. Hey, Matthew, you think that's the devil? And sweet little Mary said, no, I'm praising God. Well, how'd they know that? Because they had faith. They were pleasing to God. And God gave them no school in that area. They were pleasing to God. They spoke in tongues. My God, down the pike it came out, don't speak in tongues. There may be somebody who's brand new here, and it may frighten them. Well, Bible says tongues are for the non-believer. So we've cut that off. We want to do that. We may empty the house out. Well, good. Whoever's left, those are true Christians. Amen? I want you to picture some things that come from Scripture. You don't need no schooling. All you need is the Holy Ghost. Now he's talking against schools. Take it however you want to. I know people who went to school for 2 years, Didn't know what to do, went back for 3 years. Didn't know what to do, went back for 4 years. Didn't know what to do, went back for 5 years. And they're still wandering around. I took my little wife by the hand. I said, we're going to go travel and preach Jesus. I just drive up to a motel. Can I use that room? Yeah. Put some chairs in there. You got a microphone? Oh, yeah, mic comes with it. Put an ad in the paper, miracle service. She never said a word. She came in, sat with me, watched it. God told me to do that. He said, you want to learn? I want to learn. Well, I'm going to give you on-the-job training. I'll do it, God, until I got out there and said, Ollie, Enfrey, I want to go. You know, I didn't want to do it after I got out there because of pressures and attacks and different things. And I had to learn how to pull them down. I had to learn how to turn to Jesus. I had to learn to have a confession. I had to learn about the blood. I had to learn about the Holy Ghost. I had to learn about the mind of Jesus Christ. And I know that if I allow this mind to be in me, that's in Christ Jesus, that comes from here to here, there's no limit where I can go. The mind of Christ will lead you in heavenly things. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. My God, is it getting hot in here or what? Is it good heat? Oh, it's a good heat. I just don't want my plastic leg to melt. I look kind of funny going down one side like, God wants you to cast weights aside tonight. Whatever's disturbing you, change your confession. Start speaking the word of God. Build the mind of Christ in you. Say, I'm pleasing to God.
I'm pleasing to God.
That's my testimony. You watch what the devil does tomorrow. But you got to stay. You can't cross. You idiot, you can't come over the blood. No. See, I think when Jesus drew in the sand, you can't cross over, devil. Hallelujah. Everybody's got ideas what he said and what he drew and what he wrote down and everything else. Whatever it was authority. Amen? Well, say, Jesus is my living faith. I look to him, and he's going to finish my faith because I'm pleasing to God, and I'm speaking the word of God. See, if you don't renew your mind, saints, you will be limited to what your mind thinks about God. You will be limited to what your mind thinks about God. Huh. Amen? Can you understand that? So when you speak by the Spirit of God in you. I'm telling you, saints, you may not get a hold of this, but if you can let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, you will do the same things on earth that Jesus done. The only reason why we go so far, is because our minds are controlling God in us. Don't do that. They'll laugh at you. That makes no sense. Don't say that. Don't do that. And everybody draws back and finds himself a little Baptist church. I got so embarrassed. Embarrassment is part of it. That makes you get elephant skin. You get all patched up with elephant skin. And when the dots come, clunk, it don't penetrate. Because you're now holding up the shield of faith, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He's the finisher. And it's stopping all those arrows. Do you know there's people sitting here right now that God has asked them to say and do things and you still haven't done it yet? You know what your mind's telling you? I'm not called to do that. Ain't that the wonderful excuse we all use? I'm not called to do that. I don't feel like I can preach. I'm not called to preach. I can't stand up and do that. I can't. I'm not anointed to do that. You're anointed to do anything you walk by faith to do. Truth? Hallelujah. It's getting over the edge. Getting into the heavenly realm. Walk with God. Walk daily with God. Let your testimony say, I'm pleasing to God. I'm pleasing to God. Start tomorrow and say, I'm pleasing to God. And don't let a day go by. 7 days a week, you're pleasing to God. You may have some battles. So what? If you get in a battle, all you got to do is say, Jesus, help me. If it's a mind battle, there's somebody here, for the last couple of days, you've had something wrong with your heart. It feels, it's not palpitations, it's not really beating heart or something. That there's just something going on there. I don't know if it's the blood not being pumped through one of the valves or something, or there's something wrong with someone's heart. You see, all I can explain it, I'm not a medical man, and so I'm just going to say there's something wrong with someone's physical heart, and I don't know if it's a valve. It was the last couple of days it was bothering you, whether you were sitting down, whether you was walking. You never said anything about it, but it was bothering you. There was something there that was bothering you. God has healed that. It's not God's going to heal it. God has healed that. Did anybody have some strange sensations there this week? And that one there. Look at that. You see, God wants you to know that he sees that what you're going through. He sees that what you're going through. And through me, he says, speak it out. I'll say it, God. If God tells me to nail the plastic foot to the floor, I'll nail it. I don't know why you want to do that, but Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here who has weights, and sometimes it almost causes you to cry. You don't know why. Don't listen. Don't blame it on the woman's problems. The devil would like to have you think, you're going through the change. What I'm talking about, it's something altogether different. You know what the devil say? You're going through the change. Go see a doctor. And he'll confirm it. Because all he'll do is say, how old are you? Oh, yeah. You can have these feelings at 15. God's spirit in you is weeping because he wants to bless you, and you have limited your God in your life. That's why you're feeling that way. You've limited God. And God, the Holy Spirit, is weeping or grieving in you. If you'll get up and do what God's told you to do, and start to walk in that, whatever that may be, I'm telling you, you'll find that go away, not come back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It can happen to men. It can happen to women. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? So when we look at Enoch, we say, oh my God, he walked with God. I wish I could walk. You can walk with God any day you want to. Any day you want to. There's somebody who's got a pinched thing in your neck, and you have had this thing for a long time, and you just it just doesn't go away. You just don't seem to be able to get rid of it. If anybody's got any kind of a pinched thing that comes and goes in your back and your neck, I want you to turn your head right now. Move your head. Just move your head by faith. If anybody's got that, move your head by faith. That's all. Just move your head by faith. See, that pleases God when there's an action. When he said, stick out your hand, you see. It pleased God that he stuck out his hand. Jesus was pleasing to God. Why? He walked with God. Can you get this? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus. Say, I'm looking unto Jesus. You're not going to write faith. He does. If you never get to the Word of God and start speaking it, you'll never be walking with God and you'll never be pleasing to God. And you got to say things that's way beyond your mind, because God wants to do things way beyond what you can think or believe. So you got to say things beyond what you think and believe. Does that make sense? See, we're waiting till we believe it, then we say it. Or we understand it, we say it. No, that's not the way it works. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. It was supposed to rain tonight and freeze. And George and Dorothea prayed over it to hold it off after 9 o'clock. It's supposed to start at 9 o'clock. No, I'm believing what they prayed. I'm going home on dry roads. Everybody else? See, we're releasing our faith. They touched and agreed. You did? Well, the reason why they closed my highways out there, 94 and 24, I couldn't get out. So I asked God, if he sent me a helicopter, I'll get down. But I didn't get a helicopter. So I never heard But that's okay. For you people who don't know this, last Friday I went to bed and I ministered, laid hands on people in my dreams all night. I said, God, I love that minister. Well, he let me minister my dream all night. I was praying over all kinds of people. I got in front of I stepped up to a young man. I don't know, he was probably this tall, but he was probably in his 20s. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. He said, I don't believe in that stuff. And I went, in the name of Jesus. And he went right out between the pews and turned white as a sheet. I said, that's the power of God. And I walked away in my dream. Amen. I was laying hands. They were going out, man. Some of them I just got in front of it. Didn't they even reach out? And just looked at them, and boom, they went down. No catcher. See, we got to have a catcher. You know, you may, you know. So I didn't get down here to minister and lay hands? The one thing I've been doing for 35 years, love to do it, never get tired of it. I don't care if it's the same person. If I can just get somebody to stick their head out. Oh, I love that anointing that comes on me. Oh. If no one will come up, I say, hey, you know what I tell people? If you've been here 10 times, come 10 more. I want to pray for somebody. Because I like the anointing. Hallelujah. Go in the black and number 7, Jeff, please. I like this song. I need your help again. We need it every day, don't we? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Play six in the orange. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Give up.
Psalms 91, he says, I will be with you in times of trouble. You got to remember that. God is with you. And you're going to have some testings. You're going to have some trials. Peter said, your faith will be checked to see if it's more important than gold. See, our faith must be more important than anything. Amen? Hallelujah. Money, gold, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. But it will come. Because faith will cause it to come. So you're not alone. You may feel alone sometimes. You may feel like you're the only one going through that battle. But that's not so. Psalms 91 says, I will be with you in times of trouble. Because he wants to teach us how he, devil, can't cross the bloodline. And you got to have some problems in order to have a confession. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. If somebody was carrying weights tonight or something was weighing you down, you need to come up here. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on in your life and you don't want it, some people want to keep things. If you don't want it, then come up here and leave it at the altar. Jesus will take it. Whatever is going on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Yes. Yeah. Feel that? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus, we receive your help. We receive your Holy Spirit. We receive the anointing. Oh, we receive your love, Lord. Fill all these people with your love, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord, with the abundant life. As I lay hands on them, let these hands become your hands, Lord Jesus. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your peace. Let them feel your healing anointing, Lord, all through their bodies in Jesus' holy name. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you. Fresh anew, Lord Jesus. Oh, fresh anew, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hi. Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your first name? Larry? You know, at one time you went through a door and it caused you some problems. God says he's bringing you back out to that same door, and you're going to have the victory. There's something that's been tailing you. There's something that's been dragging behind you. But God says tonight, new beginnings are going to start in your life. God is going to release the Holy Spirit with a fresh anointing, and there's going to be some wisdom. You need some wisdom in some areas, and God said he's going to release the wisdom that you need. And you're going to have the understanding, because wisdom is understanding. You're going to have the understanding. But it's strange, he's saying, the same door you went through, that caused you some problems, you're coming back out that same door, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's some weariness about in some areas, and God is going to have you come through it, and you're going to get the victory and never go back into it. Some weariness. That's the word he's using. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Refresh him, Lord. Yes, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, whoa, the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you get to the end of your rope like you can't do it no more. And God brings you there so that you start relying on his strength, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the promises of God. Sometimes if it gets easy and it doesn't get tougher, then we kind of rely on ourselves. But God is telling me that you're going to start relying more and more on him, and you're going to release your faith, and you're going to see a turnaround in some areas that just almost refuse to turn around. And so God says tonight, just look for some turnarounds because of some changes coming into your life. Some changes. Yes, you can continue it because you'll continue in his strength, saith the Lord. His strength, saith the Lord. His strength. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see an old stump in the middle of a field, and people, when they want to get that out, they either get chains or a truck or horses, and they pull it up out of the ground. I can see a stump being removed by the power of God. There's something that needs to be removed. I see the stump being removed, and it has really, really long, funny-looking roots on it, but the whole thing has come out. It was just flung. It was just flung somewhere. I don't know where it went. We don't care, but it's out of the way. So we thank you, and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, God is showing me an eagle, and there's that scripture in Isaiah, you're going to soar like the eagle. You're going to soar like the eagle. Do not let him tell you, him meaning Satan, that you can't. You're going to soar like an eagle. God is showing me an eagle flying way, way high. You're going to soar like the eagle. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your patience and your love, Lord, that's going to land and come inside this young man, Lord, and rise up in him. In Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for the healing anointing, Lord. I thank you for the peace going into her body, Lord. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit flooding all through her body right now, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what's going into her mind, your wonderful glory, Lord. Your wonderful glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see a brook, but it's not a brook of water. There's gold floating all on top of it. And I can't see the water, but the gold is running. The gold is running. God says, my son, there's things coming into your life that you haven't really thought on clearly. There's some mysteries being unfolded in your life. There's some purity like gold coming into your life that you really didn't know how to get into it, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to you tonight. This purity, this gold is running into your spirit, running through you right now. You're going to start seeing things because the supernatural comes from the purity. And so God says, my son, there's going to be some things you're going to see. This pure gold is running in you. This pure gold, it almost looks, and the stream almost goes up into the clouds. It's coming right from heaven, right into your spirit. So God says, expect things in the supernatural to come, and expect them to be clear, to have understanding with it, because God said that's going to come with it. That's going to come with it. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for saving us, Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your compassion. We thank you for the abundant life. We thank you that it's all finished, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, to learn to walk by faith and know that we are pleasing to you, Father God, that as Enoch walked with you, we walk with you, Lord Jesus Christ. We walk with you on a daily basis. We're going to call your word in, Lord. We're not going to stay in our own thinking, Lord, because you want to do things beyond our thinking. So our thinking is not going to control you, Lord Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to bring the mind of Christ and let us receive the mind of Christ that's not limited, but the supernatural power of God is in the mind of Christ. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you as we exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. You are the only true way to our Father God. You are the Son of God. And we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit helped us to confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts. And we have a whole brand new beginning, Lord. Everything we need is in us, Lord Jesus. Now we just need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to get our minds renewed, to say to every day, I'm redeemed, I'm pleasing to God, I'm walking with God. So we don't want to put Enoch someplace on some high mountain somewhere. We are walking with God. We are pleasing to God. So we thank you and we praise you tonight for that message, Lord, that has encouraged us, Lord, in causing us to have a confession for your glory in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Yes.